Early on Thursday morning, I was sitting in the chapel in the rectory. It was quiet. It was peaceful. It was one of those rare moments in prayer when I felt like my capacity to be present to the Lord, to be physically, spiritually, and even emotionally present before the Lord who made me, met the unending and passionate desire of the Lord to be present to me. It was one of those rare moments in the silence and the stillness and the quiet when we know that we are in the presence of the Holy One. And I wanted to stay there. I wanted to stay there in the presence of the Lord. I wanted to stay there in the peaceful silence of the peaceful moment in prayer. I wanted to stay there. But there was work to be done. There was holy work to be done. There was the work of the Lord Jesus Christ to be done. And so I left the silence and the stillness and the quiet of the rectory chapel. We treasure those moments, those two rare moments, in the silence and the stillness and the quiet of prayer. Because these moments are not our normal experience of prayer each day. Much of our time in prayer can seem more like days in the parched land of a desert than moments on the mountaintop. But in the desert or on the mountaintop, God is praised. In the desert or on the mountaintop, we meet the Lord who has come to meet us. We like to stay on the mountaintop, though, because on the mountaintop, we catch a glimpse of glory. It was that way for the apostles, too. Most of their days were spent in the hard work of preaching the kingdom, caring for the sick, going on long journeys and listening to the Master. Most of their days were not spent in the silence and the stillness and the quiet. They were spent on the sea, in the cities, and among the noise of the world. But one day, Peter, James, and John went with Jesus to the mountaintop. And there they caught a glimpse of his glory. They saw on the mountaintop the glory of the only Son of the Father shining through the face and the body of Jesus Christ. They saw his glory and they wanted to stay there. They wanted to stay there because they knew that they were in the presence of the Holy One. They wanted to stay there because they caught a glimpse of his glory. They wanted to stay there because they had heard the voice of the Father. They wanted to stay there because there in the presence of the glory of the Most High God, they recognized what Paul would later write. Our citizenship is in heaven. We have been invited and claimed by Jesus Christ to join him in his glory. Our true homeland is the mountaintop. Our destiny is the glory of heaven. But there is work to be done in the land of exile. There is work to be done as we make our pilgrimage to the land of glory. In the waters of baptism, Jesus Christ claimed us and named us as citizens of heaven. But for this time, we are called to live on earth as citizens of heaven. Here we will live the life of Jesus Christ. Here we will live as children of God, reflecting the glory of the Holy One. Or here, we will renounce the light of our heavenly citizenship and embrace the darkness of sin to live forever in the land of exile. That is the reward of sin. In sin, we choose exile over glory. But God has chosen us for glory. God has invited us to the mountaintop even as we make our pilgrimage through the desert. He has given us a glimpse of his glory to light our way to our true homeland. He has given us light, but not only has he given us light, for in the waters of baptism and in the nourishment of the Eucharist, Jesus Christ makes each of us a glimpse of his glory. Jesus Christ makes you and me into a glimpse of his glory so that we will be a light on the way to the kingdom, where he lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.